हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि। सर्वम् ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत्। अनिराकरणमस्त्व निराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु, ते मयि सन्तु। ओम् हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम्। सो वी आर् सी इस् स्टार्टेड् यस्टर्डे। Shankara Bhagavatpada presented relevant mantras from Kathopanishad, Mundakopanishad, in support of what the fact they've discussed. It is jnanam which alone is required for the attainment of mokshaha. And we saw yesterday, Karma sahitat abhijnanat etat siddhyati iti chet. Iti chet means what? It is if. Chet means if. If a question or doubt arises, that jnana karma sahitat jnanat etat siddhyati. This moksha happens. The moksha becomes accomplished as a result of jnanam combined with karma, for which the answer was given again, na, no. And having said no, no means no, jnanam need not be, cannot be combined with karma for attainment of moksha. Jnanadeva moksha siddhyati. Karma need not be combined. That is the answer. And here we saw yesterday the sentence. So Shankara Bhagavatpada presents here mantras from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad known as Vajasaneyakam. And there he presents two mantras of two types. There are mantras which are expressions of people who are still interested, inclined for the worldly ends, time-bound ends. See, please make a note. Shastram does not find fault with, does not condemn people who are aspiring for time-bound ends. Very natural for people to be aspiring for time-bound ends. But there are people whose interest is completely different. For them, karma is prescribed as a means. In depending upon what sort of end they desire. If a person wants the highest of the lokas, Brahma loka, and with the desire for karma mukti, then he has to combine karma with upasanam. And he has to practice upasanam, he has to perform rituals also. Exactly as instructed in the Shastra, Karma Kanda. A person is aspiring for just the Swarga Loka, not Brahma Loka. He wants to, because having studied Karma Kanda and understanding the descriptions of pleasures, the person becomes interested in enjoying the pleasures of the heaven. Then he must perform rituals. Of course, living a life of dharma is very, very important. A Vaidika, whoever is aspiring for any end, must have tapped Bhagavan's grace. Even to accomplish time-bound ends, you need Bhagavan's grace. To accomplish timeless end moksha, you need Bhagavan's grace. And to tap Bhagavan's grace, of course, it is not enough. A person is prayerful and worshipful. One must be highly ethical. One must live with the life of dharma. That is important. So, a person who is aspiring for Swargaloka, who living a clean life, he must be a performer of rituals, mere rituals. Kevalam karma, karma karta he must be. And again, even to be born in this world as a human being, also, it is said one must have a putra. And in order to have son, one must again, of course, one must make appropriate efforts, one must be prayerful, one must be worshipful. Even without performing Vedic ritual also, people become parents. People do have sons and daughters. But what it is said, one must be aspiring for, must have punyam. One must have punyam even to be blessed with the progeny. Okay. So all that is said. So those portions, Shankara Bhagavatpada here presents to say how people of this sort of interest, nothing wrong in having interest, but they have to perform rituals and practice upasanas. Whereas there are also people whose interest is only jnanam, who are no more interested in progeny. After a certain age, at the age of 60, 70, a person cannot have interest in progeny and all those things. Naturally, so those are grown out of desire for all those things, or because of the circumstances also. Even if I have desire for progeny, I'm too old now, out of viveka. If a person decides, okay, let me make this life meaningful and complete, let me aspire for jnanam, and what am I going to do with the children at this age? Okay, I don't need children. I don't need progeny. I don't need a lot of wealth. I don't need that and this. I want only jnanam. I want to make the best use of my span of life. If a person decides also, for such a person, and who's aspiring for jnanam, for him, other karmas are irrelevant. So what is relevant for whom? That must be very clear. Therefore, he also talks, Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary, presents people of two different mental makeup, people of two different interests. Let us see here. To say what? By presenting the interest of people of two different interests, he says, jnanam is enough for moksha. Karma need not be combined with jnanam. Okay. So he says, Vajasaneyake tasya anya karanatva vachanat. Yesterday I explained this. As there is a statement consisting of words stating karma has the status of being the means of accomplishing something other than moksha, other than jnanam. So he quotes the interest, people's interest. Jaya me syat. There must be a young person who must be interested in what? Jaya me syat. Let there be wife for me. May I have a wife. May I get married. Iti prastutya. So, iti prastutya, having begun saying that, may I have a wife, let there be a wife for me, then putrena ayam lokaha jayaha, only by having a son, this specific world of human beings is attainable. Putrena ayam lokaha jayaha. This person's interest in certain loka, certain world. Are there four, so many worlds above? Seven worlds above. And one particular world requires a son. So putrena ayam lokaha jayaha. Only by having a son, progeny, this world is accomplishable. Na anyena karmana. Not by any other effort. Anyena karmana ayam lokaha na jayaha putrena eva. This world is attainable, accomplishable only by having a progeny, only by having a son, but not by any other effort, not by any other karma. This is how a person's thinking goes. Then, so what? I must have a son. I must get married. I must have a wife. I'll be eligible to perform certain rituals only when I'm married also. It's all very thoughtfully laid out and presented in the Karma Kanda. We know you can't do anything by yourself. You need a lot of support from other people to do things, to prepare things. I observe all these, how beautifully Shastram discusses. Then, karmana pitlokaha. So, only by performing rituals, specific rituals, one can go to pitruloka. See, it is very, very, very important for all the people, because we are all not at all, we have no clue of what these karmas are. We are not doing any karmas. It is not for us to lose interest. Some people, when they read my notes, who don't attend my classes, but they do read my, whatever I send as a small, little bit of notes, what I'm putting in the group. Oh, Swamiji, it's impossible for us to attend moksha and jnana. It seems very impossible for us. No. All that Shastram expects us is to understand Karma Yoga and live a life of Karma Yoga. It's all discussed just for us to understand the limitations of karma. That's all. What can karma do? To understand that, it's all discussed. So, karmana pitralokaha. See, we are not interested in pitraloka. You don't need to worry about it. Pitraloka is just the loka above this loka, higher loka. There, certain degree of pleasures are enjoyable, experienceable, and for which one must perform specific rituals. So, a person who is interested in Pitraloka should perform that interest, perform that ritual. Otherwise, you don't need to worry about it. The same way, Vidyaya Devalokaha. So, Devalokaha, Brahmalokaha is Devalokaha. And Vidya here is Upasana. So, one must perform rituals and combine the ritual with the practice of meditation, Upasana. So, here, Vidyaya means Upasanena. When a person accumulates abundance of punyam by performing ritual and combining it with the practice of meditation as a karma upasana samuchayena, a person must earn punyam, then it is possible for him to accomplish Brahmaloka. If a person is interested in Devaloka, he must make such effort of practicing upasanam, relevant upasanams prescribed by the Shastram, and also he must perform rituals. Therefore, Vidyaya Devalokaha. So only people who are interested in higher lokas, for them karma is prescribed as a means. Upasanam, Vidya, is prescribed as a means. Where in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, iti atmanaha anyasya lokatrayasya karanattam uktam vajasaneyake. So, in the Vajasaneyakam, in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it has been said that karma has the status of being the means of anything, any, everything accomplishable in these three worlds. The three worlds. Other than Atmaloka, other than the Atma. Atma is one thing which cannot be attained as a result of karma. Kayikam, vachikam, manasam. A physical activity, mental activity, oral activity, no activity is result can be moksha. Because moksha is one's own surupam. Atma is one's own self. So atma cannot be attained. What can be attained, what can be accomplished, what is not with oneself, not what is anything other than oneself can be attained as a result of action, result of ritual, result of meditation, upasana. Therefore here, atmanaha anyasya, other than the atma, for accomplishing anything in terms of these three worlds, bhuloka, if a person wants to be born in this bhuloka as a human being, he must perform ritual to have a progeny. If a person wants to go to Pitraloka, he must perform specific relevant rituals. A person wants to go to much the highest of the lokas, Devaloka, Brahmaloka, and he must perform rituals and combine rituals with the practice of Henigra Upasanam, etc. Therefore, this is only for accomplishing the worlds accomplishing the limit time-bound ends. The worlds are within the realm of samsara. Accomplishing the ends within the realm of samsara, one has to perform karma, one has to practice, one has to be involved in religious activities also. So also to accomplish anything time-bound in nature, even mundane activities are important. At the same time, in spite of performing all of them also, if a person's focus in the mental preparation for jnanam and moksha, it becomes a karma yoga. Then living of karma yoga will do whatever it has to do, ultimately for attaining jnanam. Okay. Now, having said that, therefore, all these mantras reveal the mindset of a person who is still interested, who is aspiring for only time-bound material ends, artha kama dharmas. Whereas, there are people who are not interested. So, nobody can be pushed or forced or imposed, impelled to not to desire these things. One has to naturally grow out of desires. That will happen as a person grows physically old. That is why grihastashrama has been prescribed. A young person enter into grihastashrama, live his life, live a clean life of worshipful, prayerful dharma, and gradually enjoy the pleasures without depriving oneself of the enjoyment of pleasures. At the same time, he must be intelligent and sharp enough to learn from one's life's experiences. He must grow out of desire for things, and comfortably he must move on to next ashrama, at least mentally. Physically he not become a sannyasi, but mentally one must go through sannyasa. That is why Shastram has prescribed beautifully all ashrama dharmas and ashramas. It is not compulsory. There's no compulsion for anybody to go to give up these things. But there are people who would have grown out of this desire for these things. And for them, karma is not required. They have to be given to the discipline of jnana yoga, pursue jnana. So he says, tatraivacha, in the same Vajrasanyayakam, the same Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it is said, parivrajya vidhane hetuhu uktaha. Hetuhu uktaha. Parivrajya vidhanam means, parivrajyam means being given to the discipline of sannyasa, which means being given to the lifestyle of a sannyasa is parivrajyam. So parivrajya vidhane means hetuhu uktaha. The reason, appropriate, relevant reason also is given here, has been given here regarding the prescription of sannyasa. Parivrajakaha. I want to know this. Vraj dhatuhu, vrajati verb. Vrajati is equal to gachati, goes. But parivrajati means wanders, moves around. A sannyasi doesn't stay in one place, keeps moving, but mind must be in Bhagavan. Doesn't matter where the person resides. Mind must be in Bhagavan, mind must be in the Shastram, mind must be, attention must be only in Swarupa Anusandhanam. Then the person is Parivrajakaha. A sannyasi is a Parivrajakaha. The discipline of sannyasaha is called Parivrajyam. And Parivrajya Vidhanam. Vidhanam means prescription, ordaining. Hetuhu Uktaha means there has been given another appropriate reason towards the prescription of sannyasa. So this the following quote presents the people are completely different mindset. Prajaya kim karishyamaha? Kim karishyamaha prajaya? Imagine, an old person. Prajaya kim karishyamaha? You can go and have some fun, play around, that's all, you can come back. You can't have a responsibility looking after or saving the children. Isn't it? But even he, so prajaya kim karishyamaha? What shall we do with the progeny? Yesham naha ayam atma ayam lokaha. For us, see, what shall we do with the progeny? Because for us, it is Atma is the loka. Atma is the only source of knowledge. Atma is the only source of moksha. Atma is our goal. People are aspiring for moksha and Atma. All that we need to do is we need to discover Atma. When the truth of truth of the whole cosmos, obtaining as a self is said to be Atman. And moksha is already there, Sansun Sarupam. All that I want is only Atma, if a person thinks. For him, Atma is the only thing wanted means, then karma is not relevant, karma palam, progeny, etc. are not relevant. The person is only jnana. Therefore, prajaya kim karishyamaha, yesham naha, ayam atma, ayam lokaha. It is this atma which is our end, which is what is wanted, sought after by us. Such for us. So what shall we do with the progeny? This is the mantra. So this mantra, these mantras from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also are there, the same Upanishad, and they present the people of different mindset. And the previous mantras present the people of different mindset. Jayami, Syam, etc. Therefore, what does it mean? It is, there's no possibility of combining karma and jnanam. Karma and upasanam can be combined. That activity, mental and a pure mental activity can combined with activity, physical activity which involves mind also. Whereas the jnatma jnanam cannot be combined, need not be combined because there's no relevance. Tatra ayam hetvartha. This is the meaning of the reason given. Tatra ayam hetvartha. Praja karma tatsayukta vidyabhihi manushya pitru deva lokatraya sadhanaihi anatmaloka pratipatti karanaihi kim karishyamaha. This is the expansion or the commentary of what has been said in the previous sentence. Kim praja karishyamaha yesham naha atma ayam lokaha. I am atma ayam lokaha. This is our goal. This is our world. Atma is the world for us. Atma is everything for us. So people who are for us, what shall we do with the progeny? That statement is further explained here. Praja karma tat sayukta vidyabihi manushya pitru deva lokatraya sadhanaihi anatmaloka pratipatti karanaihi kim karishyamaha. So what shall we do with all these factors? Why? All these factors serve as instruments, means of the attainment. Pratipatti karanani. All these are pratipatti karanani, means all these are means of attainment, instruments of attainment. Of what? Anatmalokaha. So this karma performance of ritual, relevant rituals, or performance of rituals along with the practice of upasanam or mere practice of upasanam. All this having progeny, etc. All these ஆர் அனாத்மலோக பிரதிபத்தி கரணானி. அனாத்மலோக பிரதிபத்தி கரணானி, தே ஆர் மீன்ஸ் ஆர் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைனிங் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் எனிதிங் அண்ட் எவ்ரி திங் அதர் தேன் தி ஆத்மா. விட் மீன்ஸ் அனாத்மலோகா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? மித்யா இனர்ட் மெட்டீரியல் டைம் பவுண்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் பர்டனிங் டு தி வேர்ல்ட்ஸ். அனாத்மலோக பிரதிபத்தி கரணைஹி கிம் கரிஷ்யாமஹா. வாட் ஷெல் வி டூ வித் மெடிடேஷன்? வாட் ஷெல் வி டூ வித் உபாசனம்? வாட் ஷெல் வி டூ வித் கர்ம? வாட் ஷெல் வி டூ வித் பஜனி? ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் வாட்? உபாசனம், கர்ம, ஆல் தி ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் டைம் பவுண்ட் மெட்டீரியல் மித்யா ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் பர்டிங் டு தி வேர்ல்ட்ஸ். அநாத்ம பிரதிபத்தி கரணானி. அநாத்ம பிரதிபத்தி கரணைஹி கிம் கரிஷ்யாமஹ. அநாத்ம லோக பிரதிபத்தி கரணைஹி கிம் கரிஷ்யாமஹ. ஒய் இட் இஸ் சேட் கர்ம தத்சயுக்த வித்யாபிஹி பை ஹேவிங் ப்ராஜனி பிரஜா பை பர்ஃபார்மிங் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் ஆர் கம்பைனிங் தட் ரிச்சுவல் வித் தி பிராக்டிஸ் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன். கர்ம தத் சயுக்த வித்யா. தத் சயுக்த வித்யா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பர்ஃபார்மன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ரிச்சுவல் தத் சயுக்த மீன்ஸ் அலாங் வித் ஆர் கம்பைன்ட் வித் பிராக்டிஸ் ஆஃப் உபாசனம் பை ஹேவிங் ப்ராஜனி ஆர் பை பர்ஃபார்மிங் ரெலவென்ட் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் அண்ட் பர்ஃபார்மிங் ரெலவென்ட் ரிச்சுவல் கம்பைனிங் இட் வித் பிராக்டிஸ் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன் பை ஆல் திஸ் பிரஜா கர்ம தத் சயுக்த வித்யாபிஹி பை ஆல் திஸ் மனுஷ பித்ரு தேவ லோகத்ரய சாதனைஹி அண்ட் தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைனிங் அதர் லோகஸ் மெட்டீரியல் என்ஸ் மித்யா மெட்டீரியல் இனர்ட் டைம் பவுண்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் அது வேர்ல்ட் வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் அனாத்மலோகஸ். So, லோகத்ரய சாதனாய் தே அட்டைன் தே சர்வ் த சர்வ் அஸ் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைனிங் த்ரீ வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் மனுஷலோக பை ஹேவிங் எ ப்ராஜனி ஒன் கேன் ஹேவ் பார்ன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் அஸ் எ மனுஷ்ய. வைஃப் அ பர்சன் பர்ஃபார்மன்ஸ் மியர் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் பை கர்ம பித்ருலோக. A person combines that karma with the practice of meditation, then devaloka. So, manushyaloka, pitraloka, devaloka. Lokatraya sadhanani. All these having progeny, performance of rituals, combining ritual with the upasanam, all these serve as means of attainment of three worlds in terms of manushyaloka, devaloka, pitraloka, devaloka, which are the means of attainment of only time bound material worlds. With those means kim karishyamaha, what shall we do? Because the end we are aspiring for is moksha only. The end we are aspiring for only is jnanam, atma only. If atma has to be attained, atma cannot be attained as a result of action. Atma has been attained in terms of jnanam. Only through jnanam atma can be attained. Therefore, jnanam cannot be, need not be combined with karma. Of course, karma is very important for unprepared minded. He can perform, he can enjoy all these things and he can grow in due course of time. And he can become later on prepared for the attainment of jnanam and he can aspire for jnanam also. But already a person is mature enough, then, so, in such a person, people of such mental preparation do not require all these means. So what we aspire for, the ends we are desperate about, determine the means. Suppose Manishaloka, a person is interested in Manishaloka or Pitriloka or Devaloka, then of course the means, all this performance of rituals, practice of meditation, having progeny, etc., become relevant means. But these means are irrelevant for a person who is aspiring for Atmaloka, aspiring for Atman. For him, only Jnanam is needed. That is the teaching. Is it clear? Okay. Nacha, having said that, Asmakam Lokatrayam Anityam Sadhana Sadhyam Ishtam. Shankara Bhagavatpada still mentions, talks about another group of people who are desperate only for Jnanam, the moksha, Atmaloka. Asmakam for us, Anityam Lokatrayam, Lokatrayam Anityam, Sadhana Sadhyam Na Ishtam. The na should go with the ishtam. Ishtam, past passive participle, you all know very well, desired. Na ishtam, no, it is not desired end. What is not desired end? Sadhana sadhyam anishtam. The means and end. Lokatrayam, anityam lokatrayam. Lokatrayam anityam. Time-bound material ends in the form of means and ends. In terms of three worlds, not three worlds, Brahma, even Devaloka, Surgaloka, and Pitriloka. Also you can say Manishaloka. Manishalokaha, Pitrilokaha, Devalokaha. So Lokatrayam, all these three worlds are what? Anityam, time-bound. And then Anityam, Sadhana Sadhyam, Sadhanam, Sadhana Sadhyam, Anishtam, Na Ishtam, it is not desired by us. Why? All rituals are time-bound. Upasanam is time-bound. And any end is what? Any means that your person needs for any loka is time-bound. Time-bound means time-bound ends. So, Na Ishtam Asmakam, it is not at all desired by us. It is not at all desirable for us. The time-bound means and time-bound ends. In terms of three worlds, Yesham Asmakam. But what do we want then? Asmakam for us. Asmakam for us, for whom? Nityayascha Lokaha Ishtaha. Nityayaha Lokaha is equal to Nityaha Lokaha. Eternal, everlasting, timeless world is desired. Desirable for us. And it is, Swabhavikaha. And which is of the nature of Ajaha, which is Swabhavikaha. And that loka is what? Swabhavika means Swarupaha. Swarupaha lokaha, Swabhavikaha lokaha. That world which is desired for us is natural, which is our own Swarupam, which obtains as our own Swarupam, which is of the nature of birthlessness, Ajaha, which is unborn, which is of our own nature, Swabhavikaha, Ajaha, which is unborn, Ajaraha, which is free from old age. which is free from mortality, amrutaha, which is immortal, unaging, unborn, abhayaha, the only source of protection, the only source of security, fearlessness. Karmana na vardhate, which does not grow by a given process. Na kaniyate, which does not grow, expands through a process, by a process, which does not become contract or small. Kaniya, to the process of decreasing, is not subject to any changes or whatsoever. Nityayaha lokaha. So not being subject to any process or any action, and being subject to any changes, modifications, doesn't grow, doesn't become small. Therefore, nityayaha lokaha. Ishtaha asmakam. It is, what is this loka? That which alone sees, that which alone knows. That which alone knows is lokaha. That which alone sees is lokaha. That lokaha is nothing but Atma, the all-pervasive, abstract, subtlest reality implied by the term Brahma, obtaining as the nearest truth, very content of I, Aham, thereby implied by the term Atma. The Atma is what is desired for us, desirable for us, desired by us. Yesham asmakam swabhavikaha, that which obtains as our own sarupam. Ajaha, ajaraha, amrutaha, abhayaha, karmana na vardhate, na vardhate. No kaniyan, nityayascha, nityayaha cha lokaha. Atmalokaha, asmabhihi ishtaha, asmakam ishtaha. So why Shankara Gurupada says all this? The whole thing is presented. For what? Just to show how, in keeping with the difference in the interests of people, in keeping with the inclinations of people, in keeping with the mental preparations of the people, mindset of the people, the means are different, ends are different. So karma, upasam, etc. are relevant for those who are still aspiring for things, or those who have to become prepared. We have to discover viveka vairagyam. For them, karma is very, very important. See, please, when you read all these things, do never undermine. Pujya Swamiji is very particular about all these things. Never undermine karma and upasana. They all have tremendous, they are very useful, because they only contribute for mental preparation. Therefore, they're all relevant. But who are they relevant? What are they relevant for? Whom are they relevant for? That must be very clear. Okay. Sahacha nityatvat na avidya nivritti vyatirekena. Anya sadhana nishpadyaha. Very beautiful. Saha lokaha, which the word saha, please make a note that saha, third person singular masculine pronoun saha, meaning that, refers to lokaha, atma lokaha. Understand which lokaha? Swabhavikaha, ajaha, ajaraha, amrutaha, abhayaha, na vardhate, na karmana na vardhate, na kaniyan, nityaha, ishtaha lokaha. Understand? that atmalokaha. Atmalokaha means what? The reality which alone is the only knower, the seer of the loka. Atma is lokaha, lokayate iti lokaha, lokyate anena iti lokaha. The world is called lokaha because it is an object perceived. It is seen, therefore it is lokaha. Atma is lokaha because the seer of the world, therefore atma is called lokaha. So atma lokaha, which is of this nature, it's not even description. Atma, which is of this sarupam, presented above by those, revealed through those words. Atma sarup, atma, whose sarupam is revealed through those words mentioned before, ajaha, ajaraha, etc. That atma lokaha, that atma saha, cha, and that atma na anya sadhana nishpadyaha. Nishpadya means extractable. The atma is not extractable through any other means. Na anya sadhana nishpadyaha. Is it possible for me to extract the atma? No. That atma is not attainable, extractable, which can be arrived at through any other means. Na anya sadhana nishpadyaha. Then what is asadhanam for arriving at the atma? Nityatvat, given his reason. Avidya nivritti vyatirekaha is the only means. Avidya nivritti is the only means. Avidya nivrittihi is the only means. Removal of ignorance. Atma is extractable only through the removal of ignorance. Only by dispelling ignorance. Only through the resolution of ignorance, Atma is extractable. Atma can be arrived at. Avidya nivritti vyatirekena. Other than. Vyatirekaha means what? Other than. Avidya nivritti vyatirekena. Other than the resolution of ignorance. Anya sadhana nishpadyaha. Na nishpadyaha. The na comes before. Nityatvat. As Atma is, Atma has a status of being eternal. As Atma is ever of the nature of eternity, timelessness. There's never a time Atma is not there. Atma is always there, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, independently. Therefore what? Nityatvat. As Atma is of the nature of eternity, as Atma is of the nature of timelessness, everlasting, na avidya nivritti vyatirekena, other than the resolution of ignorance, na anya sadhana nishpadyaha, other than the resolution of ignorance, Atma is not extractable, Atma cannot be attained, Atma cannot be arrived at by any other means. By any means other than the resolution of ignorance. Is it clear now? Do you find the kamaka, that nakara there? You see the nakara in the beginning. Saha atma lokaha nityatvat. The reason is why atma cannot be arrived at through any means other than the resolution of ignorance. Atma is timeless. That's the reason. So what? Timeless means what? Timeless means already there, always there. Already there, always there means what is already there, always there, and which is also timeless, is going to be there forever. It is timeless. So timeless reality, timeless Atma, which is of the nature of timeless freedom, can never be attained as a result of time-bound action. Time-bound ritual, time-bound. Upasam is time-bound. Putra is time-bound. Karma is time-bound. Any mundane activity is time-bound. Religious ritual is time-bound. Everything is in this world is time-bound. Therefore, nityatvate, due to the nature of timelessness, due to the nature of its eternity, everlasting Atma cannot be extracted, cannot be arrived at by any means of karma or upasana, etc., other than the means of resolution of ignorance. Avidya nivrittihi is the only sadhanam for Atma nishpadanam. For Atma nishpadanam, avidya nivrittihi is the only means. So, avidya nivritti vyatirekena anya sadhanena atmalokaha na nishpadyaha nityatvat. Correct? Okay. I think I'm very happy to see all your faces because it sounds like Sanskritam, sounds like English and your own mother tongue. Good. Tasmat pratyagatma brahma vijnana purvakaha sarveshana sanyasaha eva kartavyaha iti. Shankara Bhagavatpada is very, very strong, very firm. Tasmat, therefore, pratyagatma brahma vijnana purvakaha sarva sarveshana sanyasaha eva kartavyaha iti. For that jnanam, what he says, vairagyam is very important. What is vairagyam? Viragasya bhavaha vairagyam. Before I go to sentence, viragasya bhavaha vairagyam. What is viragaha? Vigataha, vigataha, ragaha. Yasmat, say viragaha. Viragasya bhavaha vairagyam. So, vigata raga, all passions. The raga stands for passions and aversions. All passions and aversions towards anything and everything must have gone. There's no passion for anything else in the world. There's no aversion towards anything in the world. Means what? There's only detachment. There's dispassion. Because even aversion, not only aversion, even not only passion, even aversion towards something else. I have no passion towards anything else, but I have aversion towards something else. That also is a big obstacle. Being free from both raga and dvesha. Being free from both passion and aversions towards anything is what? Actually, vairagyam. Being free from both passion, aversion towards anything and everything in the world is vairagyam. And that vairagyam is because of what? Nothing in the world is a source of happiness. No karma phalam is a source of happiness. Therefore, there is no raga. Nothing can give me what I want in life. What I want desperately, what I search for ultimately is my just peaceful. I want to be peaceful ever. I want to be happy ever. Happiness and peace, nothing can give. Nothing is a source of peace and happiness. At the same time, nothing is responsible also for unhappiness. Nothing is responsible for unhappiness also. Therefore, nothing deserves any hatred in the world. So my unhappiness because of my not knowing my swarupam, and happiness is in knowing my swarupam. Therefore, there's no need for me to have any aversion also towards anything else. Please understand, vairagyam implies being free from the hold of both passion and aversion towards anything in the world. Is neither passion nor aversion means attention will not go there. Attention can be grabbed by things only which have some value in your understanding. If you're lingering value for things, there'll be some passion. And even if you hate somebody also, attention will be dragged by this object of hatred. Object of hatred, object of passion and aversion alone can pull, draw, drag your attention. If object is neither an object of passion nor aversion, it will not draw your attention at all. Attention is not drawn by anything. Attention is totally available for you. And where will you place attention? And you can pay attention in your own swarupam. Why? That's only your own swarupam is, your own swarupam is object of interest. Object of your passion now. It is not an object, but object of passion. Even though it's your own swarupam. Then it attention available. That's why vairagyam is very important. And such vairagyam is possible only if viveka is there. For the to have that viveka vairagyam, one must have gone through the discipline of karma yoga. One must have lived a very clean life. There are many people who are highly ethical and committed to Bhagavan. And such lifestyle is very important. Only you can't earn it easily. Viveka vairagyam is not at all easily earnable. You need Bhagavan's grace. Bhagavan's anugraha is very much important for you to have that viveka vairagyam. Blessing, it's tremendous blessing, it's a maturity. And for that, you have to live consciously. Your everyday's life must be lived in conformity with dharma prayerfully. Because you have to take care of all your biological needs, food, hunger, then thirst, etc. You have to do things and do all those duties in conformity with dharma. That is how you can tap Bhagavan's grace. That is how you fill your life with Bhagavan. And gradually, in due course of time, Bhagavan's grace, that is a miracle. As Pujya Swamiji says, that once you grace, tap the grace by living a clean life, you can see how the grace presents miracles in life. Okay, therefore, and such a vairagyam a person has means what? Pratyagatma brahma vijnana purvakaha sarveshana sanyasaha. So sarveshana, sarva yeshana is yeshana is equal to icha, desire. Sarva eshana, sarvaha, sarvasam eshananam sanyasaha, sarva eshana sanyasaha, because vriddhi sandhi sarveshana sanyasaha. Putreshana, vittaishana, lokaishana. Putreshana, longing for progeny, to be born in this world as human being. Vittaishana, craving for wealth, because wealth is buying power. Wealth including what? Including the punyam one can earn as a result of practicing, performing rituals, etc. All forms of wealth, all forms of material wealth, all forms of wealth. Vittaishana, then lokaishana, craving for enjoyment of pleasures in higher lokas. Pitruloka, surgaloka, abhimaloka, any loka. Location, desire for higher lokas. If a person is free from desire for these three worlds and he is சர்வேஷனா சந்நியாசா ரினன்சியேஷன் ஆஃப் லாங்கிங் ஃபார் த்ரீஃபோல்ட் லோகஸ். Desire for progeny, desire for wealth, desire for higher lokas. Renunciation of all these desires. Renunciation of all three desires, which stand for all desires. Desire for progeny, wealth and higher lokas. So Brahma Vijnanam presupposes this mental makeup. So Sarveshna Sanyasa Eva Kartavyaha means a person must be highly dispassionate to the extent of the person of renunciation of desires for three worlds, threefold optings, presupposing the attainment of Brahma Vijnanam, attainment of the knowledge of this reality, Brahman obtaining as the innermost essence, as one's own self. Pratyagatma Brahma Vijnana Purvakaha Sarveshana Sanyasaha Eva Kartavyaha. For such a person, by a person who is desperate for moksha, who is not interested in anything else at all, naturally, sanyasaha must, renunciation must be done by such a person. Renunciation of desires for progeny, wealth and worlds, which precedes the what now? Attainment of the knowledge of the absolute reality, Brahma, obtained as the nearest self, Pratyagatma. I'm going to stop here. I'll explain a little bit of this tomorrow. Okay. See, this Bhashyam does not frighten you. This Bhashyam is not for frightening you. This Bhashyam is for you to understand the seriousness, commitment. If I need to become mature, the Shastram never says one should deprive oneself of enjoyment of pleasures. Please be very careful. At the same time, one should know the limitations of everything. You can have progeny, you can have marriage, you can have everything, but you must be very conscious that there's nothing is source of happiness. You should not have the misplaced trust. You need them all for only living a life of dharma. For dharma, punya sampadanartham, only for mental preparation, I need to live my life clearly, live a clean life on Vidya Shastram. So follow this life. Do the needful with the tremendous concern, affection and care. At the same time, be independent for happiness and security of those things. That is the teaching. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.